joining us now live in studio, a special guest, first-time visitor, Tamisha Civil. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you are another candidate that's running for office, and this is for Governor's Council, and you're within the 2nd District.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, unless you're really into politics or inside baseball, are not quite sure what Governor's Council is. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. Governor's Council nominate judges, parole board members. They do commutation, pardons, industrial acts. They nominate clerk magistrates and justice of the peace and other various public positions within the judicial system.
Okay, and this kind of fits in a little bit with your background. Tell
Absolutely.
Our listeners a little bit about yourself, Tamisha.
Absolutely. So I have more than 10 years of working in the trial court. I'm a mom. I'm a public servant. I'm an associate probation officer where I help people get back into the community safely by providing them with treatment programs, making sure that they get mental health professionals, and making sure that the probation condition that is set by the judge, that I monitor them and make sure that they successfully complete their probation during that time frame. I'm also a legal advocate for a domestic violence shelter, and I'm also worked for the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, working in the major felony unit. And I've worked with several different organizations within the community, and just making sure that, you know, the criminal justice system is fair for everyone. I also have a master's degree from Northeastern University for criminal justice and leadership. And I've worked in various different divisions or departments, you would say, in the trial court within the last 10 years, juvenile court, mental health court, drug court. I've worked in veterans court where we refer veterans to their own specific court so that we can help them get treatment and also preserve their records. So I've been in various different positions in the trial court working alongside of judges, mm-hmm. clerk magistrates, defense attorneys, prosecutors, and as well as police officers because they're the ones that make the courtroom.
Was there any one particular episode or incident that made you decide, I am going to make a change and I'm going to run for this office, or was it a compilation of things? Because you told me something very interesting off mm-hmm. air. In all the years that the Governor's Council has been in operation, I believe for several hundred years,
yes.
there has never been a woman of color.
There has never been a Democrat woman of color on the council for 244 years, but there was a person of color 34 years ago, which was a Republican man.
Mm-hmm.
But for a woman in the Democratic Party, there has never been a black woman on the council.
If people want to find out more about your candidacy, do you have a website or a Facebook page?
Absolutely. They can visit TamishaCivil.com. Of course, you want to put www. first,
mm-hmm.
but it's Tamisha, glad to meet you all this morning, .com.
And tell me, and it's Tamisha, T-A-M-I-S-H-A, civil, like
civil rights.
Please be civil. And tell our listeners, what are three takeaway things about you that people that don't know you should know about you?
Well, the three things to take away is for me is that I'm a public servant. I love to serve my community. Hence, that's why I'm in the position that I'm in now, helping people get treatment for substance abuse, helping women to navigate the criminal justice system to get restraining orders or for that has been impacted by domestic violence. And I love my community. If you go and look and do your research, you'll see that I've been in various different communities throughout our district. I'm speaking to people diligently, finding out how the criminal justice system has impacted families, how have they criminal justice been biased against them based on their social economic finances or issues. And we need to make sure that everyone is accounted for, and we need to make sure that people know that it's a people's court and that you deserve to be heard, and judges need to be fair and impartial to whomever comes in contact with the court. And the third thing would be, there's never been a woman of color. If we want to bring a diverse perspective into the council and make sure that everyone is being heard, we need to diversify the council. And I'm that person with my background, with my experience, with my education. I am ready to serve. I can serve. And I have all the components to make me a candidate and a person for the council.
And one more time, your website
is www.tamishacivil.com. TamishaCivil.com.
And again, that's Tamisha Civil. She is running in the 2nd District for the Governor's Council. We're going to get this interview up online. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.